Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
No mistaking the anger from the U.S. last night after a U.N. Security Council resolution that condemns Bashar al-Assad's regime in Syria was vetoed by China and Russia. America's ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, said she was outraged. And she added that those who failed to back the motion would rather sell arms to the Syrian regime than stand with the Syrian people. Meanwhile, Turkey says they, along with some other countries, will press ahead with sanctions on Syria. President Assad maintains that the unrest in his country is being fueled by armed gangs. We spoke earlier this morning to Basma Kodmani, a member of the newly formed Syrian National Council. She is based in Paris, and she stresses that the steps they've taken to avoid comparisons being made between this group and Libya's National Transitional Council.
The council is called the Syrian National Council. It is deliberately avoided calling itself the Transitional Council. It also seeks to deliberately avoid the comparison with Libya for a variety of reasons. The opposition came together out of efforts from the Syrians with no plan to ask for any intervention. There is no consensus on what form of international intervention is required in Syria. Some think it will be unavoidable to have a military intervention, but many are looking at what are the other options. And I think this is what needs to be explored at this stage. It's once we have a representative body who can be an interlocutor for Arab countries first, the Arab League itself, as you mentioned, Arab support is key here for the council to move in the direction of other countries as well. We do need that support. At least we will be seeking very actively the support of Arab countries
but,
and the League
but
itself.
You can't do anything about the veto in the Security Council, and Bashar Assad isn't going anywhere. What are those options?
Well, I think the veto from Russia and China is a very, very depressing signal to the Syrian population inside, because it gives a stronger voice to those who are saying we can only rely on ourselves. They are determined to continue. I don't think they will go back home and say we have failed and therefore the regime can remain. The risk, of course, is they turn to military tools and military means to continue the revolt. And this is our big concern, really. This is why we are so much stressing the international support and the role for the international community, at least diplomatically. We absolutely need that. And we need to go to the International Criminal Court. We need all kinds of economic and financial pressures to really bring this regime to lose the means for repressing the population. So the bet on international pressure is, for the moment, the strategy of the council.
And
this being said, we are not asking for military intervention in any way, and we know that this is not an option for any government at the moment. We know that there is fear within the council that the repetition of the Libya scenario is not what the countries in the Security Council want. But we want to put the responsibility with the UN and the international community to say, what is it that can be done to protect civilians? Are there other options under the principle of responsibility to protect, which is there at the UN, has been used in Libya in a certain way? Are there other ways to implement the responsibility to protect? And this is what really needs to be discussed.
All right. But the first aim of the council is to get Bashar Assad to step down?
Oh, definitely. The council is very clear on that. It is the whole regime. It is not Bashar al-Assad on his own. It is all the structures of this regime, its security apparatus, its ideological apparatus, and the president himself. So there's no ambiguity about that position. So there's no dialogue with this regime. This is clearly the line that is taken.
Basma Kodmani, a member of the newly formed Syrian National Council. We spoke to her earlier. She spoke to us from Paris. Joining us now, Joshua Landis, director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. Joshua?
How are you? Good morning.
So, good morning. I'm wondering what you make of Basma's contention there that they want to be absolutely distinct from the council in Libya.
Well, the Syrian National Council is towing a very delicate line, which is that Syrians are divided about getting outside violence inside Syria and, you know, using a NATO no-fly zone or something like that, because there are many people on the council who want the outside to come in and get involved because they're not sure that they're going to win. So for right now, though, Ambassador Ford and other Americans are telling them, look, we're not going to be doing this anytime soon. It's not going to go over well in America. So you cannot count on foreigners. And that's not the stand today of the State Department and so forth. So they're walking a delicate line. On the other hand, they need to get their ducks in a row so that some kind of NATO intervention could be possible down the line. And that means they need a UN condemnation. They need China and Russia on board, because it'll be very hard to get any kind of intervention in the future without this UN. That's why the UN thing is so important, because Europe, Turkey, others could put crushing sanctions on Syria today if they wanted to. They don't want to.
Well, we're speaking with Joshua Landis of the Center for Middle East Studies. And Joshua, we're actually hearing some, in some ways, uncharacteristic anger coming out of ambassadors like the Ford and Susan Rice at the United Nations because of what's going on, what seems to be an impasse over whether or not they can get China and Russia on board, whether or not they can get sanctions.
Right. Well, sanctions. Europe has not put trade sanctions on Syria. It hasn't put sanctions on fuel oils going into Syria. Europe is about almost 50% of Syria's foreign trade. If they wanted to close down Syria's foreign trade, they could do that. Turkey could do that, too. Turkey has put no sanctions on. Many of the Arab countries neighboring Syria have put no sanctions on. This does not need the UN. Russia and China don't need to be involved in this. What Russia and China do need to be involved in is some kind of blanket UN condemnation of Syria so that NATO could enter. The only reason NATO could do the no-fly zone is because Russia and China signed on this gentle condemnation with Libya. And then when the NATO went in and started targeting the president of Libya, they were furious. And they said, we're not going to do the same thing on Syria. And so that's where we are. I think many people believe that it's possible that this uprising will not be able to win unless there is some kind of military option. Now, today, nobody wants to talk about that military option, but it's possible they'll need to talk about it down the future.
Joshua Landis, director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. Thanks as always, Joshua. We should say that Turkey has announced it will move forward with its own sanctions independent of the United Nations.